Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Shvuot Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet, about to take a look at the seventh Mishnah in the third Perek. Shvuah Shelo Ochal Karzu, Shvuah Shelo Ochalana, Shvuah Shelo Ochalana. We've already seen this Mishnah in another context. Ve'achala. So you took three shvuot on the same loaf. Eino chayav ela achat. There's only one chovah, because ein shvuah chala al shvuah. But we'll see that the language and the sequence here make a difference. Zui shvuot pitui shechavina uzdanom akod v'ashigata korban olev v'yored. So this is the shvuot pitui, and earlier we used this to be memait something else, either about the past or about omission in the future, that intentionally the chiyuv is makot. Unintentionally, it's all of Yored. Shvuat Shav, Chavim Zdonam HaKod V'Ashingata Patur. As opposed to Shvuat Shav, where it's B'Shogeg, there's the total Patur. Same Makot intentionally. Now, Lama L'Mitna Shvuat Shelo Ochal and Shvuat Shelo Ochalena. Why did the Mishnah change its wording? Why did it say Shvuat Shelo Ochal, Shvuat Shelo Ochal, Shvuat Shelo Ochal, to make the point that Shvuat Shelo Ochal HaShvuat? The answer is HaKamashla Antama Da'amar Shelo Ochal V'Hadamar Shelo Ochalena. It's only in that sequence. The Lo Mechayiv Alachara. Why? If you did in the opposite sequence, first you said shelo ochalena, and then you said shelo ochal michayev tarta, then you are chayev. Why? Kiderava. The amar rava shua shelo ochal kikarzu kaman shocham mina kazayit chayav. If you said shelo ochal, you chayev the minute you eat a kazayit. Shelo ochalena, if you said I won't eat it, eno chayev ad shiuchad kula. You don't chayev when you eat the whole thing. So if you said shua shelo ochalena, that is a shvuah that's harder to violate, and then you said shvuah shelo ochal, it's easier to violate, and therefore it would be chal. And by the way, if you ate the whole thing, you'd be chayiv twice. Now shvuah shelo ochalena ve'achala eno chayiv al achat. So hatu lamali, why did I add a second ochalena? Hakamashvalan chiyuva dehudaleika, you're just not chayiv. Hashvuah ika, there is a shvuah there, but because of a technicality, you can't be chayiv for it. Meaning, if there's any room for the second shvua, or third shvua in this case, to fall, it will be chal. It's not like it means nothing. So what's an example where that would happen? Let's say you took two shvuot, and the second one replicated the first, and then you were shoel on the first, the second one now comes home to roost. It's not like it didn't exist. Now, perhaps we have support for Rava's contention from the following Mishnah about Nazirut. Mishnah darshtei Nazirut. If you said Arayin Nazir two times, Umana Rishona, you counted 30 days for the first one, Vishal HaKorban, you set the Korban aside, V'chakach Nishal Rishona, and then you were Shoel on the first one, and you got a Heter, Hatar Neder, for the first one that you already completed. Alta Loshnia Rishona, the second one now is considered to have counted with those days that you did. And so therefore you see that when you take one away, the other one comes home to roost. So the hachiyashta, they're not alike. Hatam nazirut mihaita, there is a second nazirut in the world. One nazirut, then another one. You just haven't done it yet. Dechi mani l'rishona bai mihadam im l'shniya b'lo sheila. If you did the first one and didn't ask anything, you'd have to do another one anyways. Hacha shvua shniya mihita b'chlal. There is no second shvua here. So Rava's statement is a bigger chiddush than that Mishnah, which is, if you took two shvuot and the second one replicates the first, then when you are shoel on the first, the second one comes out of roost, that's a bigger chiddush. Amar Rava, nishbal kikar v'achala. Let's say you took a shvuah on about a loaf of bread and you ate it anyways. In shiyam mena kazayit nishal aleha. If you, and we don't know what the verb, the formulation of the shvuah was, but if there's even a kazayit left, you could still be shoel. Achla kula, but if you ate the whole thing, any shalva, then it's too late. So Amar Ravacha Breidu Rav Ravashi Echidami. What's the case? Idamar Shelo Ochal. If the phrasing was Shelo Ochal, then that means the minute you ate a kazayit, you're chayiv. Kazayit kama avdavisura. So how avdavisura? So how can you say that you can still be shoel until the last kazayit? Idamar Shelo Ochalena. On the other hand, if you said Shelo Ochalena, then you're only chayiv when you eat the whole thing. My irya kazayit. Afilu kolshu nami, if there's a kolshu left, you still haven't violated it. And the premise here is, you can only be shoel on a shvua when you haven't violated it. So if you said shelo ochal, the minute you had the first kazayit, you chayiv. If you said shelo ochalana, you should be able to ask until there's less than a kazayit left, a kolshu. The answer is Ibaitem Ashlochal, Ibaitem Ashlochalana. Either way, I can answer it. Ibaitem Ashlochal, perhaps the guy said Shalochal, Migo de Mahanya le Sha'ila Kazayit Patra. Think about this. You said Shalochal, you ate a Kazayit. And then let's say you remember the Shvua. And then you forgot it again, you ate another Kazayit, you'd be Chayiv twice. So therefore, that last Kazayit is meaningful. And since it's meaningful, then Mahanya le Sha'ila Namiya Kazayit Kama. That Sha'ila, therefore, can affect the whole thing. Maybe he said Shalochalana. Ishir Kazayit Choshev the Chuli Ale. If he has a Kazayit left, it's Choshev enough to make a Sha'ilan. But if there's less than a kazayit, there's nothing, it's not worth of asking. Now, Meitave, watch the challenge from what we had before. If you've totally completed a nazirut, you can still be shoal on it, and the second one takes its place. Now, how could that be? You just said that if you finished the whole loaf of bread, you can't be shoal on it. Maybe in the case of the Nazirut, you didn't yet bring the Korban. But the Braita says, if you brought the Korban, you could still be Shoel. The answer is B'shalo Gilach, but you didn't shave. For Belazar, he da'amar tiglachat me'akfar. Belazar is of the opinion that the Giluach, the shaving with the Korban at the end of the Nazirut, is actually me'akev finishing the Nazirut. V'atanya Gilach, but we have a Braita that says, he was mechaper and megaleach. Ravashi, Nazirut Karamit. Ravashi says, why are you asking from Nazirut? Mi garm l'shnei shalot tachol. Why did the second Nazirut not happen right away? Rishona. Because you had another Nazirut in its place, the first one. Ve'ena, now that you removed it via she'ela, the second one comes home to roost. So your challenge from Nazirut to the loaf of bread doesn't connect at all. Amemar has a whole different take. He disagrees with Rav, and he says, afilu achalak kula nishal aleha. If you ate the full, you said, you take an oath against eating a loaf of bread, you ate the entire loaf, you could still be shoel, and retroactively it's okay. Why? Ibishogeg mechusa korban. Because after all, you haven't finished the shvua, you didn't bring your korban yet, if it was bishogeg. Ibmezid mechusa malkot. And if it was bemezid, you didn't get malkot yet, which means you're not done either way. Al-kaftu al-amud lo, but let's say it was bemezid and they brought you to Beit Din, they already tied you down to the pole that you're leaning over to get your malkot. At that point, you can't be sure. Why? Kid Shmuel. Tamar Shmuel, kaftu al amud v'ratzim beitin pater. Remember, we had this in Makot. At the end, if somebody is tied down to the amud to get Makot, and he runs away from beitin, he's pater, because he's already kind of had his Makot. And the answer is, velohi, that's not even comparable. Why? Hatam ratz, achal ratz. There, he ran away. That was his degradation. But here, when he's tied to the pillar, he still hasn't gotten his Makot. He can be shoel. And that means that you can be shoel all the way until the entire process is done. Okay, Amar Rava, Shvua Shlo Ochal Kikar Zu, Imo Chal Zu. Let's say you took two loaves of bread and you tied them together. You said, I won't eat B if I eat A. V'yachalta Rishonah B'Shogeg, and I ate A forgetting about this. V'ashniya B'Mezid, but I ate B knowing about what happened. Patur, I'm Patur, why? Because when I ate A, I didn't have knowledge of it, therefore that's not called having Yediyah first. Rishonah B'Mezid, Shniya B'Shogeg, flip it. Let's say that I ate A knowing what that was going to trigger. And I've forgotten 8b, that's exactly Korban Olaviyoreh. That's exactly forgetting a Shvua. Chayav. Shtein v'shogeg patur, so it follows obviously that if both of them were v'shogeg, you're patur. Shtein v'mezid. Oh, but this is tricky. If you ate A and B, both were aware, achle l'tunai v'adar achle l'isurei, the time means the one that makes the condition, the trigger, that's A. If you ate A and then B, chayav, certainly you're chayav, v'mezid. Achle l'isurei, but let's say you ate B first, which means what you ate will only retroactively become a problem if you end up eating A. How do I eat tonight? So plugged to Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says Hatra'at Safek Shema Hatra'ah. If you have Hatra'ah that may or may not play out, it's still Hatra'ah. Man Hatra'at Safek Shema Hatra'ah Chayav. Because when you ate B, then I have to tell you, you better be careful before you eat B. If you eat B and then if you eat A, you're going to be Chayav. That's Hatra'at Safek. Now, that's a different case. You didn't say, if I eat A, I won't eat B. You said, if I eat A, I won't eat B. If I eat B, I won't eat A. So they're symbiotic now. He ate one of them, knowing that it was a trigger, but you forgot what it was going to trigger. And the other one, you did the same thing, patur. Because when you ate it, you forgot what it was going to trigger. But if you ate each one, or one of them, forgetting what it that it was a trigger, but remembering that it was going to trigger the other thing, then chayav. Shtehen b'shogeg patur, easy. Shtehen b'mezid, again, if they're both b'mezid, ashniya machayev. So clearly you're chayev for the second one you ate. Arishona is plugta to Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh. Again, the same problem, atrat safek. Amar Mary, Af'anan Amitanin, he supports this by saying, Arba'anid Dorim Yitiru Chachamim. There's famous Mishnah in the third paragraph of Nedarim. There's four kinds of Nedarim. Chachamim said, you don't have to come to us. They're mutter ipso facto. Nidre Zeruzin, Nidre Havoy, Nidre Shkagot, Nidre Onsin. And the only one we care about here is Nidre Shkagot. What's that? Konan Machaltivim Shatitivin Iskar Shachal Veshata. If you took a neder against something based on the fact that you ate, and turned out you forgot that you had eaten, or she'eni ochal, she'eni shoteh, shachach v'yashachal v'shatah. But you took a neder not to eat, and you forgot and ate, mutter. That's shogin. Tani ala, k'shem sh'nidre shkagot mutarin, just like nidre shkagot mutter, kach shvuot shkagot mutar. Same thing with a shvuot. Okay? So therefore, that seems to support the idea that sh'tein v'shogin give you potter here. Okay, now, Eifa, famous, interesting story about a fellow named Eifa. Tani, Shvuot be Rabba. He was learning Masachet Shvuot in Rabba's base medrash. Paga be Avimi Achua. His brother Avimi came, met him and tested him. Amarle, let's try this. Shvuot shelo achalti. Shvuot shelo achalti mahu. What if a guy takes two Shvuot about the past? Shelo achalti. Is that, are they chal? Amarle, you don't chayv alachat. You only chayv once. Amarle, you failed. Ishtabashed. Hare yatza Shvuot a sheker. After all, you have two Shvuot sheker. You're chayv for both. Okay, try this one. Shvuot shelo ochal teisha be eser mahu. What if you said, take an oath, I'm not going to eat 9 pieces of bread, and then took an oath about 10. And then you ate 10. Are you chayiv twice or once? Chayiv kol achad v'achat? Amar lei, chayiv kol achad v'achat. He says you're chayiv twice. Amar lei shtabasht. Why? Itesha lo achil, esha lo achil. If you're taking an oath not to eat 9, you're certainly taking an oath not to eat 10. So therefore, the second shvua can't be chal, because it is subsumed by the first. Okay, try this. Shvua shelo achal eser v'atesha mahu. Flip it. I take an oath not to eat 10 pieces, I take an oath not to eat 9 pieces. It's the second shvua chal also. And a chayv alachat. So the brother again failed by saying he only chayv once. Amar lei ishtabasht. Esur v'achel, teshu me'achel. The first oath just said I won't eat 10, I might eat 9. And then he said 9. So Eifa failed all three. But Amar Abaye, zimna mishkachat alahad Eifa v'demar, kedemar. Abaye said to Rabbah, sometimes Eifa's point actually does fit with what you said. You took an oath not to eat figs and grapes. Then you took another oath not to eat figs. And you ate figs. And you brought a korban for that, because you've forgotten. And then you only ate grapes. What happens is, the second oath got taken care of by the korban, and now all you have is an oath to dates and figs and grapes, and the grapes are now chatzishir. Chatzishir, lo mechayiv korban, you're not chayiv for eating chatzishir. So achinami, so therefore that is like Eifa. When damar shvua shelo ochal eser, v'chazav amar shvua shelo ochal teisha, you said I won't eat 10, and then you said I won't eat 9, which we said is a double shvua, v'achal teisha, but let's say that you ate 9. Vifrish korban rochaka chal asirit. You're mafrish a korban for eating 9, and then you ate a tenth. Asir chazishir. The tenth is now chazishir. Like Eifa sort of said, you only chayiv once. Chazishir lo mechayiv. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with our last podcast in Perek Shlishi. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.